You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
The Ordinary Boys, week in, week out, just as TYG is. Now then, I'm Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting. But I'm not alone today. No, no, no. Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Rob Nichols, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm alright, thank you.
See, the search party worked, he's back. Let's get on with it. Coming up, we'll be speaking to York Rockers, We Could Be Astronauts, hearing about how they've reached the international final of Surface Festival, which is actually tonight at the Capitol. How they enjoyed their Tea in the Park experience and their BBC Look North cameo. We've got Robert's recommendations coming up, hopefully. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Single of the week, an album review and Fish and Park news and the random song from the album Bible. God bless. So let's move on with Tim Booth and Co. Here's James, Sometimes. Rob, sometimes I look deep in your eyes, I swear I can see your soul.
It's very deep.
It's a lyric, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
That was James, a lovely little lyric.
Ah.
That is poetry at its best, in my opinion. Next, we're going to be joined by York band We Could Be Astronauts, who have been blowing the cobwebs off York music scene as a unit since 2009. Already played Scotland's Tea in the Park, supported York's very own famous son, Shed Seven, at the international final at the O2 in London tonight. It's not bad going, is it?
No, it's brilliant.
Come on, you little rockers. Knock my socks off. Dave, from We Could Be Astronauts, are you with us? And he's gone. He's rocked out that hard, he's gone. What to do? What to do? Let's try it. Why do you think he's put the phone down? I think I should have played the wrong song.
Yeah, he might have upset him.
Oh, do you think he heard us talking off air?
Maybe the atmosphere was bad.
Maybe.
An astronaut joke there.
I didn't get it, but I did then. But I'm just,
yeah,
not for your next
exactly.
Trick. What should we say?
Have you seen them live then, Jericho?
I haven't, but I've seen footage of them live at Tea in the Park.
Hello?
On YouTube. Dave, are you with us?
Hello. I am, yes.
We lost connection there. What happened?
I'm on the way to London. I've got pretty bad signal.
Forgiven. I think you're forgiven. Boom. Right, anyway. So, let me first ask you this first question. We could be astronauts. What's all that about? Is it because you're always high?
No, we're not like that. It's a line from a song by a band called One Eskimo that I misheard. Choosing a band name is really, really difficult, as most bands will know. And we were sort of bouncing ideas around and around and around for about 3 months, and that just came to our head one night when we were drinking, and we decided to go with it. It kind of works in our favour because we can say, well, it's based on when you're growing up and everything, you get told that you can be whatever you want to be, like, you know, you can be a policeman, you can be an astronaut, you can be, you know, a nurse, doctor, or whatever, but unless you have the correct upbringing and sort of opportunities in life, I suppose, and go out looking, working for it and everything, then really that's not actually true. Mm. So it's kind of like being in a band, you know, you kind of join a band hoping you're going to get somewhere, but the reality of it is obviously that it's luck and a lot of hard work.
Definitely. And we'll talk about why you're driving to London in a moment, because I know why, but we'll tell listeners in a little while. But Rob, I'm joined by Robert Nichols, by the way, from he's a frontman of Shrug. Rob, when you were growing up, what could you have been? What would you like to have been? Going on that ethos of we could be astronauts.
All my friends wanted to be footballers, and I wanted to drive petrol tankers, because I thought it looked pretty cool to have a petrol tanker behind you.
So what would that be? We could be petrol tankers?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't work quite as well, would it? I think it wouldn't be as good a song title, band title. Perhaps.
Agreed. So, we've got you driving down to the capital.
Yeah, we're going, yeah.
Tell the listeners why.
We're playing at the O2, Indigo 2, which is part of the O2, as part of a thing called Surface Festival, which is like a big international battle of the bands competition. We've now got to the international final, which is the very, very last thing, so there's 30 bands playing tomorrow, of which we're one of them.
So what happens if you win the festival, the competition?
You get all sorts of stuff. It's sponsored by people like Marshall and PV and Drum Workshop and Pearl and lots of other sort of companies. So you get loads of gear and recording stuff. You get to play the Sziget Festival in Budapest. Loads of stuff. It's pretty huge.
So the bands from all over Europe in this then?
Yeah, there's bands from Barcelona, Italy, and then obviously the UK. It's been going a few years. I think they're sort of getting bigger and bigger each time.
Fantastic. And how many rounds? How's the process gone to get to that final?
There's probably about 10,000 bands that apply to actually be in the competition in the first place, of which it gets whittled down to sort of, for our region, there was 400. And then you basically sort of get through to the first one from the sort of last 400 to pick the sort of ones they want to put through, and then after that it's basically it becomes a bit of a sort of traditional battle of bands where you have to take your fans down, and it's all based on audience and text votes. But then the regional and the final tomorrow were they're all based on the text vote, but then that's only 25% of the vote. The other 75% is an actual panel of judges, which is the head of Universal A&R, a guy from the Charlatans, and someone else I can't remember.
So what do you feel the chances are?
Realistically, probably quite slim. Obviously, you know, we're not a London-based band. I think we'll probably be looking for someone who's quite up, like, in with the times and all that kind of stuff. We're a bit more sort of traditional rock than your sort of modern-day indie band. We're doing good things. We'll be something in the park and things like that this year. So the door's not completely closed on us because the genre of music we're doing, it's just not that popular at the minute. We're just waiting for the cycle to come back around again, I suppose.
Yeah, because I know that your singer, Rob, who's actually... Is he going down on a megabus?
Yeah, he's in the covers band in York, the first things and things, and they've got... It's their 10th anniversary of that band tonight, so they're having definitely a birthday gig in York, and then him and the bass player are getting the megabus down at 10 to 1 in the morning. So they'll be around in London about 6 o'clock.
The bass player actually being, is it called Stuart from the Seahorses, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, alright.
He's played with Happy Mondays, spotted Rolling Stones, he's done loads of stuff.
Incredible.
So talking about Tea in the Park, because I braved the wet and windy conditions to come and see you, how was that and what's the feedback you got from that?
It was nice and muddy. And yeah, it was good. I mean, we were obviously very lucky to get picked by the York Introducing to go and play that. And yeah, I mean, it was a good opportunity. We got to play to a lot of people who went on this later. Nice gig outside of York. And it's, you know, it's just another thing that looks good in your sort of portfolio of things that you've achieved as an independent band. It shows that you're hardworking and you're dedicated to what you do. If you can get picked for something like that, you're on the right track.
Of course, yeah. BBC Look North picked up on you, didn't they, and did a feature on that. What came of that, and how did that come about?
That was my work. I basically sort of on the back end of this band, really. I do all the legwork, trying to think of as many ideas as I can to get us our name out there.
Yeah.
So I just contacted Look North and said, you know, we've been pitched in the park. It was quite a big deal. Any chance you want to run from us? And one of the guys who used to be a musician when he was a kid said yes. So it came to York to do a filming, and it got shown in York and the North Teesside sort of area as well.
Yeah. You've played Tea in the Park, as we've said, and have you the York scene. What do you think of the York scene? Because I know the Likey Lads opened the introducing stage at Leeds. What do you reckon to the scene?
The York scene is pretty interesting. There's a massive music scene in York, but it's all weirdly underground and very cliquey in places. I mean, there's a lot of good musicians there, and Ben Leftwich, who obviously did get a lot of interest at the minute, he signed, and all that kind of stuff. I think it was Fern Cotton got in first. Obviously Shed 7 came from there, the Seahorses, all from York.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is always bands coming out of York. It's kind of one of those places that's very touristy, so I think a lot of York bands get classed as Leeds bands rather than York bands, because it's a city that's better known for the music scene. But, you know, there's a lot of good stuff coming out there. I mean, the band I was in before this, Haja Kossi, we did pretty well. We were on TV and stuff, on Channel 4, and we had quite a lot of coverage, so we were moving forward quite heavily. But, yeah, I mean, there's always stuff to check out. There's so many open mic nights going on, and there's quite a lot of good music venues in York for bands to play at. And obviously, we've had a Barbican's open, we're getting a lot of bigger names in as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think the scene's strong. It's just finding the area you like and sort of following those people.
You mentioned you in a band before, which I knew from doing some research, and how did the band come together? Was Rob in the cover band and you in another band and you came together, or what was the process?
No, there was, once Haja Kossi split up, Rob was in a band, Rob and Simon, the guitarist, they were in a band called I Was Back in the Big Sleep, who were your band, who we knew really well. And our singer was sort of best friends with Rob when they were at university. Both our bands kind of split up at the same time, and me, Rob and Mark formed What Is How We Could Be Astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
After about six practices or something, we got Simon in on guitar rather than drums, because I'm a drummer.
Mm.
And then we spent a bit of time with numerous lead guitarists until we found Paul, who me and Mark had played in previous bands with. And then Stu was kind of a last-minute addition when Mark moved to Leicester and then down to Brighton to form his own band, where he wrote all the music. And the first person we told was Stu, and Rob was already in the cover band with Stu at that point, so it just made sense to ask him, and obviously he's a phenomenal bass player, so he was an asset to have on board, because all his contacts from when he was obviously doing big things all come in handy when we need them. But we try not to take advantage of that too much. We've got to still get there on our own.
Brilliant. Rob, questions from yourself?
No, just good luck in the competition, and I hope you really, I mean, I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be a fantastic experience. And
How can people keep up to date with your later going on, and how will people find out if you've progressed and won?
We're on all the usual social media stuff. We've got a website, which is wecouldbeastronauts.com. Again, on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/wecouldbeastronauts. Twitter. It's all, yeah. I mean, you can just Google We Could Be Astronauts, and we're everywhere. We're all over the internet completely.
What's the
full advantage of modern day technology?
Do you know what the number is off the top of your head for the text vote? Because we can all send a message in here now from the studio.
Yeah, text vote is North Space 2003 to 64343. And the more votes we get, obviously, the higher the better chance we've got of winning. But couple of things. We'll see what happens. But we'll be posting on all the websites and everything as soon as we know what's going on.
And we'll all be rooting for you back here, so good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And we'd like to introduce the next song, please, to play us out.
Which one? I don't know which one you played. It looks Frankie's Toaster. Did you get it in the end?
That's it. Let's play Frankie Boy.
Yeah, right.
We could be astronauts with, look Frank, it's a toaster. I think, oh, that's about wrong.
I don't know. It's very confusing. But fantastic achievement to get through to that final.
Definitely, definitely.
I'm not into battle of bands really, but that. But to get into a final drawn from the whole of Europe is something.
Best of luck to him, I say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best of luck to him.
Get texting.
Robert recommendations coming up after this.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Ready. Serving the James Cook University Hospital, Middlesbrough, and beyond. This is Southside.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
For the Robert Nichols recommendation on TYG with Jericho Keys.
You know what time it is? It's Robert recommendation time. Take it away then, Rob. What's hot, what's not?
Right. Well, do it a little bit differently this time. I'm going to recommend a gig rather than the band.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
As you will.
I hope you listened to this before, but if you didn't, I'm no doubt it was a good gig and you missed out. Where were you? Thursday the 4th of October is a fringe event put on for the Music Port Festival, which is the weekend of what's that? If that's the fourth, I think it's the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday, and which is a big event for Whitby, or used to be a big world music event every year. But then it went to Bridlington Spa for a few years, and it's actually making its triumphant return to the Pavilion Whitby. And this is the fringe event for it on the Thursday at the Resolution Pub, which is down what? It's near the railway station, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Where the road turns
near
around.
Near Panet Park, if you know where that is.
Right.
From the Little Angel. And you can also do the beer and burger challenge there, if you like, as well.
Oh, can you? Well, I won't, because I'm involved and we get a buffet. We've been promised a buffet, so... basically, it's a fringe event to the Music Port Festival, which is organised by Keeping It Live, the Link magazine.
Yep.
Yeah? And 3 Foot Ninjas, Mam and Dad. and we're playing... we're being Shrug. And We could be Shrug. On a sort of bill that includes The Approved, who were a two-piece from Teesside, basically guitar, vocals and drums, bluesy sort of rocky stuff. Yeah, that it's a bit like that. In a previous the singer guitarist Tim Oxnard was in High Plains Drifters, and his stuff has been used quite a lot on American TV. On various different shows, because it sounds like Black Keys, them sort of, well, it doesn't sound like them, but that sort of thing. Also, somebody that we've recommended before and you've interviewed is Blue John Benjamin.
The legend, the myth.
Absolutely. A rare live appearance from a man that's got, you tell me, he's got a single coming out soon.
I know that he sent a song over to BBC York on Monday, which was 40 seconds long.
Oh, 40 seconds long, that's not that long, is it, really?
It didn't take that long to show class and genius, as he does so often.
And there's going to be various people doing little cameo performances from the actual festival itself, including one or two acts that actually performed on the Africa Express stage recently at Middlesbrough Town Hall, that was all brought together by Damon Albarn. Mm-hmm. So that there's plenty to look out for. It's at the Resolution. On Thursday, the 4th of October, a gig, the Music Port Fringe Festival.
But you don't get a buffet, that's just for the bands.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
And this week, we get it free anyway.
This weekend, if you fancy slipping into your pencil skirts, your loafers, and getting that mop-top hairdo out and ditch the T-side trim completely,
really?
Get yourself down to Whitby Spa Pavilion as Whitby 60s Weekend, where Nashville Teens, Amen Corner, Dave Perry and the Cruisers, etc. are playing. And this Scouse outfit, Liverpool's The Merseybeats.